Hello and welcome to the Friendly Geordies podcast, episode 2 from Move FM 107.9. Thank you very much for your facilities and your generosity, Tim.
Love you.
We've also got Ali in the studio who came up to Lithgow. Thoughts on the place?
The place is, although I am annoyed that randomly the floor beneath my feet just moved away and I was told that now I have to travel to Lithgow every week.
That's true.
But having come here, I feel like
thought you were going to say some positive things.
No, but having come here, I do. It's a very beautiful place. I must say, it's one of the nicest views I've seen in a very long time.
Would you go as far as to say Allah's country?
Allah's country.
I guess so. Is that?
It's got to have more desert than this, surely.
Allah's country is the entire world, you fucking idiot.
Allah
stand corrected by a scholar of Islam, Ali, who you just know, if he could, would have worn those fake glasses that have fake eyes in them for every prayer session while he took a nap.
Yes.
5 naps a day.
Oh, man. Don't you have to, bend forward, though? Don't you have to go down when they fall off?
He's got us there.
Checkmate.
I see that you reading Pat Buchanan's Death of the West has really highlighted every single flaw with Islam to you. You're unstoppable.
We could tie it on our head.
Tie it on.
Bow down and then make sure that one of your fingers is holding it so it doesn't fall off.
It does defeat the purpose of those glasses, which is to take naps in church.
Yeah, yeah. Allah had a way
so
around
so you have to
that.
Be awake. And also, you just don't get vision. Yes, he's a clever one, isn't he?
He's a clever one.
Yes, he's had about 1,000 years, I think it is, to iron out all the bugs from the Bible.
Yeah,
and fake glasses was definitely one of them.
Fake glasses, olives, probably other things.
Why olives?
I just feel like very olives are biblical.
What? Yeah, no, olives is a thing. I think I told
he's,
this
he's
that.
So happy about this point.
Because olives is actually like a holy food in Islam.
Is oh, it what?
Now? Yeah, genuinely,
I thought it was shish kebab. Yes,
Mo went on to say, if someone needs to have shish kebab, he is going on the path of Allah.
So good.
The one on Macquarie Street is the best. I showed
him the emus, my emu bros, on the drive down.
Well, you've seen it all then, haven't you, Ali?
Yeah.
Two birds.
Yeah,
two. Are they always the same emus?
Of course. They don't periodically shift the emus around. They don't, like, it's not...
That's true. It's not a 7-Eleven, is it?
No.
It is a paddock.
Yes. They don't just... It's not like a...
Are those the only two emus in the whole area?
It is really surreal. And they have, 5 acres to roam around on. It's way too much land.
Do you feel like they think that they're Adam and Eve? Just, repopulating the earth?
Yes, I do. I do think that. I think they think they're sort of... They definitely... I feel like they think that they have a profound... reason for being on this earth.
And do you reckon one of them thinks you're the serpent? Because you always show up to say hi.
Is this what do you mean the serpent?
The serpent that actually convinces Eve to try the apple and fucks up the whole thing.
Yeah, probably actually, because I did for the first time when I saw them pull up next to them, and I think I was throwing grass at them. So.
Not the same function as the snake.
Similar,
you're not
though.
Tempting them, are you? You're just harassing them.
I was a yeah. Well, I was a somewhat. I was a negative force, I suppose, like the snake.
So they just hate you.
No, well, I don't know. I really. This is such a weird conversation. Maybe they like me. Maybe they don't. They probably don't really think twice about me. Let's be honest. They probably think about eating berries.
Dude, I bet they're just having food, and every time they see you walk by, they're like, hey, there's that guy. That's it. That's the only
thing. You know what I actually do every time I drive past them? I'm not one word of a lie. I put down the automatic window without slowing down and just yell out, g'day, boys. Just keep driving.
And do they look or they're just...
Overtime. I don't know if it's a result of living here and the sound of tractors has made you slightly more deaf. But originally it was g'day fellas. Now you've gone up maybe 10 octaves, just yelling at them.
Yeah.
Well, I want to get their attention. I try to get their attention. Exactly, exactly.
Well, as long as you know what you're doing, Miss Love.
I
don't think you do, but that's... Yeah, and you know, like, it sounds like you have a plan in your head. A lot like David Lieberhart apparently does, who, on it, because you weren't here, Ali, you're just going to have to listen to the last podcast. And this is incredible news because, I've got to say, it's one of the best stories we've ever had here.
Jordan loved it.
He called me. This is I should mention this. So Jordan calls me to say that I need. He gave me homework. He's like, you need to listen to the last pod because it contains the best story ever told on any medium. And that's sort of like,
what a review
on any medium ever.
It pissed me off so much that I was like, I'm not going to check out the story. Why?
Because of the ridiculous statements.
Like, such a lie.
The expectations were just so damn high that I think it's not going to be worth it. But all right, okay. So what's the update on it? Even though I don't know anything about it,
I'm pretty excited. Can you give me a little of a backstory as to who enlightened you with this information?
It was my producer, Alicia, for the videos.
Uh-huh.
She did a little bit of research on it as well.
Wow.
I think it's because she's slightly testy whenever anybody mentions Hillsong. Not because she was part of it, but her parents set it up. So she's always in that back foot of, it's not that bad. They do a lot of charity work.
Yeah, that's right. I've had that conversation with her.
Alicia's
like,
parents...
And it's very convincing.
Yeah,
wait. Alicia's parents started Hillsong.
In Australia.
Oh, they weren't... Okay, so her parents aren't those two Kiwis.
No, it's not that... I don't think it was a Kiwi. Wasn't it a
it
gay
a Kiwi.
Man
no,
that
it was
as
a
soon
Kiwi.
As they turned around and said, yeah, we don't like your kind in this church.
No, it was a No, it was a Kiwi. A Kiwi started it.
That's why I started this church.
No, it was like a Kiwi... Like, it was a Kiwi guy. One of those guys that had one of those expressions that's like, I'm so overly happy that you know there's something wrong.
Yeah.
You know, like just
David
smiling.
Lieberhart himself.
Kind of, yeah.
Why wasn't he welcomed into the fold? Because apparently, Bislav, he lied to you.
About what?
About his interactions with Hillsong. So you said in the previous podcast that David Lieberhart was kicked out of Hillsong because he was being nice to a girl.
Yeah.
And they thought he was hitting on him.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that was the end of interactions with them.
Yeah. Oh my God. I hope there's a first. I hope there's an account of what happened, if it happened.
All I can say is that there is an interview of him saying that Hillsong wanted to use him in their tours. And I guess after that, they YouTubed him, which is just a quick tip. You should probably do that before offering someone a job. And so now they just never contacted him back.
So he just...
One of these things ain't fitting.
Wow. So do you think that he resents that they didn't hire him and he's just made this frivolous story?
I don't know. I'm not going to put words in anybody's mouths. I'm just putting out the facts there, Miss
Love.
Wow.
So, I'm going to say that's what it was. That's what I take from that story. He was probably bitter.
When was the last time a hipster lied about a story?
This guy is not a hipster, my friend.
This guy's not. Okay, I need
he
to
He is a champion of hipsters.
What? David Lieberhart?
Yeah. He is definitely not champion of the people. He's a champion for the people.
Well, I mean, a couple
inner
of hipsters.
Inner city kids that are bored because they don't really have any problems in life. Their parents will be able to pay them out of any situation.
That's
he
true.
Speaks to those kids.
The perfect candidate to lie.
Actually, I guess he true. Does. I guess he does. Yeah, I guess you're right. Yes, you're right. But him as a person is more of a demon than a hipster.
more reason to believe that he may have been dishonest.
So he lied about that. Does that mean that he lied about other things in the show?
Probably. Especially seeing as one of your main points was that he believes that there is an alien race under the Northern Territory. I don't know how he's privy to this information and no one else is. And Antarctica. And they're currently at war with each other. The hot aliens versus the cold aliens.
The centers of the world are fighting against each other. The Northern Territory with 4 people and Antarctica with 2.
And the best... The most significant part of that story is that I entertained that idea as a possibility for about a second when I saw the show. And then I ran away. In fact, you know what? You being here, just you saying that, I feel like it's good that you're here because I feel like if me and Jordan just left alone, it's just two crackpots that are just going to you know, just going to like just fall into some abyss of insanity. Like even you saying that there, it's like, yeah, there's no aliens in the Northern Territory. Yeah, oh, he's right. But like if you hadn't have said that, I'd probably be like, I don't know, man. Like, it's good. Yeah. We got some sense here. We do need him.
I would definitely be saying, well, you haven't been there, have you, Miss Love?
Yeah, exactly.
So why did you discount it after a second?
Exactly. We would just be we would just be pushing each other further and further until we're wearing tinfoil hats in the bathroom, just soiling ourselves.
Have you done it, though?
What?
Worn a tinfoil hat. You can admit it.
No. What? No.
I feel like you may I think
saucy.
Miss Love might have had like not too many drinks, maybe like two or three. Like sort of tipsy, comes home, watches something on TV and gets so freaked out that he's like, I need to wrap up some aluminum foil on my head now.
I don't buy the tinfoil hat thing. It's like, yeah, that's gonna really solve your problems. A fucking something you get from Coles, good one. I think it's gonna have to be I think you're gonna need something a little bit more sophisticated, especially if it's got to do, you know, if it involves satellites or whatever the theory is.
So someone
not
could
on board.
Con you with selling you some shit that they would say, this is connected directly to a satellite, Miss Love. If you shoot this
Yeah, what about rocks?
If it bleeped and there was a and it was endorsed, like there was a picture of Steve Jobs on the side going, then I'd probably do it.
Miss Love looking pensively, imitating Steve Jobs and I think his biography that I'm not sure he wrote before he died.
Ghostwriter.
So it mu- yeah.
What?
The
what,
true definition of a ghostwriter, or it's
Jane
somebody else
Jobs.
Saying the official biography.
Oh, man.
That's taken ghostwriting to a whole new level.
Yeah, he's dead. He's a ghost.
Ghost may be writing.
Yes. That's how they funded the Nicolas Cage film Ghost Rider. It is just him with that fire over his head and a skull. That's the guy that wrote Steve Jobs' book.
God,
so a lot of
mentionings
to how good Lucifer is as opposed to Redheads as a fire starter. let's move on to Trump strikes because we're running out of time here.
Mm.
You guys had a discussion up on the car.
Yeah.
Enlighten us.
So we drove up from Sydney just now, and what we realized was quite interesting.
Very interesting.
Miss Love mentioned the Trump strikes, and I casually mentioned, yeah, I'm all down for those strikes. And Miss Love said, no, what are you even talking about? So apparently we've switched roles where now I'm pro-Trump and Miss Love's against him.
and as
Lithgow does strange things.
Lithgow does strange.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, essentially as a result of Jordan's knowledge on political theory, you know,
I've read a couple of newspapers.
Yeah. Well, that,
well
yeah.
I'm essentially
a Bernie supporter, so we've actually switched. I'm just
this
joking.
Guy,
you can't be wearing a flannelette shirt and not be a Bernie supporter.
That's right.
There's only two types of Bernie supporters that are wearing flannelette shirts, right? Bernie supporters and ones that don't know they're Bernie supporters.
I bet if you look at the tag
cool.
It says Made in Vermont.
Yes!
Ali, you assume that I...
We need to upload a picture of Miss Love stuffing huge amounts of cheese in his mouth. I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
You assumed that I would actually pay more than $2 that I shop anywhere other than Lowe's, but it's nice of you to think that.
Where it's all from China. You are a hypocrite.
What?
Yeah, because like,
scared of the rise of China.
Yeah,
on the back supporting the rise.
How can you like pay out China, be for Trump, and also buy shit from Lowe's, which comes straight from Shanghai?
Ignorance. And poverty. And poverty. What do you think?
He's got his ignorance and poverty.
Ignorance and poverty.
Mainly the poverty, though.
The most honest answer ever.
It's not ignorant if I know I'm doing it.
No.
Yeah, so you just... It's just poverty at this point.
Just poverty. It's just poverty.
All right.
But no, that
getting to the bottom of things.
Okay, but right. There was more that we sort of equated from our discussion.
No, no. That's what I... Okay, so I
hope so.
I'll start off with saying why I support the strikes, which is, I understand, a very unpopular thing to say, especially because I mentioned it at my work and like there were 10 different people who started pounding on me for
saying it. How good's this? Ali got called a misogynist. How retarded is that?
I did.
By who?
Okay, so this is this blue-haired chick at work.
Mm. Here we go.
Legitimately.
I love
which,
the reaction.
And it was the dumbest thing. Okay, so...
Of
this
course
is, maybe, I should start off with this story. So I was just sitting with another girl, and she was wearing her sweatshirt inside out. So I just casually mentioned, how come you're wearing your sweatshirt inside out? And then she said that, because I have a hole in it. And then someone else was there as well.
You're wearing it inside out doesn't all distort the fact that there's a hole in it.
Well, that's not the point. I think that it might also be a fashionable thing to do, and she didn't want to admit it. But who knows?
Fashionable. I think I'm off the fashion train if that's fashion.
I feel like I think
it's just one step from putting your hat backwards, which Miss Love, as proven by his John Deere hat that he's wearing at the moment, straight on in front, the way it's supposed to be. Damn it! How'd you keep shun out of your damn eye?
I think it's
that's right. What's the point of a hat if you wear it the other way?
The cool it's factor. Like this chick on the edge wearing your clothes inside out, so it's slightly less comfortable for you, but hey, that's the price of fashion, baby.
It doesn't matter how she was wearing a sweatshirt. So anyway, so I cracked a lame joke, which I recognize as lame. So I just like, so she said, I'm wearing my sweatshirt inside out, and I was like, what a coincidence, I'm wearing my underwear inside out.
That's all right.
And then
I thought it was pretty
funny. Chuckle.
I think it was pretty
good.
Yeah,
but nobody sort of laughed, and then I just casually just mentioned, oh, like, it's probably a guy joke. And then this blue-haired chick went, like, nuts. She's like, why do you have to exclude women from everything? You are a misogynist. This is straight-up misogyny.
Tell me that joke's for women, too. So weird.
I'm not even making this shit up. You cannot make this shit up. And like, that's it. There's nothing more to this story.
Do you reckon she'll listen to the pod?
I fucking hope not. Actually, you know what? Okay, here's the thing. If you do
that's
listen
out
to
right
the pod,
now, live
okay, if
on
you do
2LD.
Listen to the pod, I do not like you. I have no guts to say it in front of you. Can you please not come and talk to me every time?
This has just become a hate program to victimize
and you know
to condemn
you
our enemies from afar, from rural, from country Australia.
The last bastion. We're taking it here. We're not giving it up.
Bloody
you
oath.
Can have the inner city, but you're not taking God's country off us.
Oh man, that's
yeah,
so
and
good.
I felt like really shit about it because being called a misogynist, I took it to the heart, man. I took it
yeah,
to the
it's
heart.
So offensively annoying.
Yeah.
That's the combination of it. It's not that it's offensive, it's that it's so annoying it's offensive.
You shouldn't have taken it. Yeah, I don't think
no,
you should
like,
take it to
I don't
heart.
Know. If I was like a normal person who was just saying, oh, fuck feminism, right? I guess it wouldn't have made that much of a difference. But I'm like one of those guys that actually think about misogyny and tries really hard in life not to make sure that it happens.
As we
right, so you're a pussy. Yeah?
Yes, that's right.
God, I love this. I knew I loved this guy for a reason. No.
Right. Okay, right, yeah, but tell us more about this blue-haired demon. Oh, no, that was it, wasn't it?
That was. I don't want to talk more about it, but I want to...
Yeah, the official stance of the Friendly Geordies podcast is that nobody likes you, so there.
Dye
your damn
don't.
Hair
and
back,
I feel
hippie.
Like she's in primary school because people tell me that she likes you.
What? Who?
The chick.
So she definitely
she has a crush on you.
That's what I hear. I don't know.
On you.
And then what is that? So is that supposed to make me like her?
That is
bad strategy. Change the strategy.
That is a common situation in the world of love. You know, it's like
yeah, and then
treat opposites main, attract.
Treat a man, keep him keen.
Yeah, it's not working for
what
me.
What a man. Weird way to try to hook up with someone. Call them a misogynist and yell at them.
Yeah.
Maybe
like,
that's the new wave.
She's like
the new
the
style.
Opposite of what I look for in a woman. Which is just one thing. Be nice. Just like, that's the one thing that I... Honestly, the one thing that I look for in women is like,
be
are
nice.
You a good person? Do you care about people?
You
do
you wimp.
Empathize with others? And she fails every category.
Yeah. But she got a good ass.
Jeez, every time. Gender politics always ruins everyone talking about the important things. We were trying to talk about Syria, but as always, some blue-haired freak had to draw all the attention to herself, didn't she?
Jesus.
It's none of us three faults. It's entirely hers.
Yes. Okay, so Syria, why do I support it? I want to quickly state why I support it, and then I want to get why Miss Love doesn't like it, cause, which I really respect, because we've had this conversation.
We had a really good... I wish we had a microphone in the car.
Yeah,
it was like, on the
did.
Road.
It was on...
Potty so, on the road.
The reason why I support firstly, I think we must understand that this wasn't targeted at a civilian area. This was at an airfield base, which mostly would... Okay, so there may be a few civilians, like people that cook for the base or something, right? But I'm not
yeah,
denying.
But they're helping the enemy, aren't they?
and the second
armies move on their stomachs.
The second I think
their food would actually greatly hinder their ability to fight. Yeah,
why? Because you expect that it's all McCain's chips.
It's all or like really bad sauerkraut.
Yeah, like,
the man that invented Alibaba. Making their goods there. God, I hope he was born.
Halal snack packs. Just known as snack packs there.
Yes, but in the same dressing that snack packs are here, that kind of like in those Yogo tubs, you open that up and it's just meat and chips inside a very small 50-gram pack.
Oh, I'd be up for that. I might sign up. That sounds right for me.
That's right.
You're all over the place, aren't you, Bislav? Trump supporter to ISIS cannon fodder.
You know I can be easily bribed with salted meats, right?
Yeah, you're kryptonite, huh? It is, isn't it? Every Croatian man's kryptonite is...
what's it called?
Cannellini.
No. Čevapi. Čevapi.
Yeah, Čevapi.
Čevapi is our kryptonite. I'm not even joking. It is my kryptonite. That stuff is amazing.
Sorry.
You want a sausage?
Ali,
it wasn't a civilian area. The second thing was that in international politics, sometimes you need to make statements as pressure tactics. So I'm not saying that this strike means that now we get involved in the Syrian war, but we needed to make a statement saying that certain things won't be on. So you can do whatever you can, but make sure that you're... So just don't overextend yourself, which means chemical weapons in this case, which can have long-term effects not just on your country, but other countries around you. And also, what I think most people should understand, I understand that ISIS is very bad, and I understand that Assad is keeping them in check, but it's not just ISIS that is fighting with Assad. More than half of the country hate Assad, and if we keep just saying that in order to maintain stability, just keep backing Assad, this is a long-term strategy for disaster, because those people that have lost so many people won't just give up that easily. So you might reach a peaceful stage, but then there might be escalations again because there's so much hate that's filled in. So I think you would actually need a truth and reconciliation, like similar to what happened in South Africa, and that cannot happen under Assad. That's my personal opinion. I actually support America on this, which is... That guy is way too hated to stay in power now. And also, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. What did you think? That people love him and then there's this tiny portion of people that are against him and hence there's
snack
a civil
packs.
War.
I thought it was half-half. Well, you think the snack packs will... That's how you get him over
no,
again, do you? Just put up
that...
a bunch of billboards of Assad in a bathtub full of snack packs. Eating
presume...
it going, come on in, there's enough for everyone.
I just presume one of his main economic policies involved handing out snack packs, but I could be wrong.
You always see his hot wife handing out snack packs.
That's
it
right.
Is.
She is
really?
Smoking.
She is so good.
Oh, is she?
So every nice. Time you look at it, you always think, how did this shoe salesman end up with her?
He does work for Foot Locker. Oh, with like a WWE jersey.
Yes, I would. I would. That's amazing.
Yeah. So that is why I personally...
You know what?
Think...
You know that... Sorry, just as a quick side note, I've just got to put this on the record. Two, if you're listening, she's one of those top five free passes that you get in life. You know, those top five famous people you'd fuck.
Okay,
Assad's wife.
Assad's wife. Megyn Kelly. Beyonce. And
she's not on my but
Melissa
Doyle. That's all for you.
Who the hell are these people?
Melissa Doyle, the host of Sunday Night.
Sunday Night? Is that a
That's Harley's top five.
Jesus.
And
one more for the official countdown. Who we got?
And the last one would have to be Rachel McAdams. I don't know someone who I think.
What? Who's that? Are you talking about Rachel Maddow?
Please
no,
say
no.
No.
I'm not. Although,
you're saying that. Please
don't. I have
don't
thought
say...
about that.
Oh,
but...
yuck.
There's something about
yuck.
Powerful women that gets me. Dude, okay. Here's the thing.
How is Rachel Maddow powerful? No one watches that
as
show.
As controversial as this
powerful.
Is. The number five would be Julia Gillard for me.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
That is such a bad top five. I disagree with three out of five of those.
It's a power trip. It's a drug. It's not sex.
How much would Julia Gillard...
Julia Gillard just sits there and plants a tree at, like, Ningadeen Primary School these days. She's not powerful, man.
I think I'd be too intimidated for, like, Tanya Plibersek or something. Although I do find her attractive, I must say.
What?
Oh, what is this?
Have we changed or has he changed? Like, are we better from being out of the city or is he worse?
I'm, now that I'm out of the city, I'm like, fuck it, man. I'm just going to be like...
He can let himself...
He's saying whatever he wants.
He can let himself... He really is. Yeah. He's just unleashing here. He's just... Isn't this potty should be called Arlie Gone
tired
Wild.
Tired of the bullshit.
Arlie Gone Wild. I'm tired of the bullshit.
No, but don't you... What do you... Don't you have a thing for... I know Jordan has a thing for female newscasters. Don't leave me hanging here.
Absolutely. I'm guilty as charged.
Newscaster.
Not right. As far as to go with Rachel Maddow, who basically looks like me. Just having sex with myself. Me with a vagina.
No, but like... Dude, I need to explain myself with Rachel Maddow.
I can't unsee
that.
I can't look at you for the rest of the pod.
No, but sometimes she'd be going on like some, she'd be talking about some particular topic and I'm like really appreciative of her analytical skills and I appreciate the story and I'm like...
True.
Come on. She's just talking...
Yes,
she's
I've had that.
I
had that.
Sexual disparity.
No.
Yes.
She's just talking about... She's just talking about taxing the rich and you just start wanking.
Or maybe... But
that is so not Rachel Maddow's bag.
Yeah.
The fact that she's able to make
is
both
Rachel
Ali and I Hillary Clinton supporters just by watching her. Yeah, she's doing something right.
Wait, Rachel Maddow's the short hair girl,
smart,
right?
Man. Yeah. The short. She's also a lesbian, so I don't think that we would ever have a chance, but just saying.
Pass.
Yeah, but there was a point in the 80s where she was, you know, there was a couple of lucky guys out there. However, she was way grosser
lucky
back then.
Lucky guys.
She was hotter as a lesbian.
I don't think anyone's ever said that before. There were a couple of lucky guys with Rachel Maddow.
Did you
that
see?
First time anyone's ever said that.
Did you see? Did you guys?
She should be flattered.
Did you guys see Rachel Maddow was interviewing one of the sort of like, you know, old geezer Republican backbenchers about some boring... I didn't even know. Some like passing I'm actually too tired to even string a sentence together, to be honest. But something. He was talking about something. And anyway, they were talking. Last week I'm hungry. This week I'm tired. Jesus. Working class life.
Working class life or baby's life?
Yeah.
These are baby's problems.
But, you know, he was, like, talking about some statute, passing some statutory bullshit. Anyway, so they had been talking for a while. It was, you know, a really uninteresting, uneventful conversation. And then the guy was a bit older, you know. And then the guy didn't... He just earnestly, because he's an older guy, didn't realize. And he's just talking. He's like, thank you, sir. And then it cuts. It's like, thank you for having me, sir. And then it cuts. And then her disheveled, weird-looking face of like, he didn't do it on purpose, so I can't get angry. But what do I? How do I get around this? And her face just had all these mixed emotions of like, didn't know how to. She weirdly shuffled her papers. And it's like, no, put an ad break. The guy was like, oh, thank you for having me, sir. And she was like,
I can't get her face out of my head when she found out that North Carolina was won by Trump. Because I saw a
her
tear
face
in her
so
eye.
Annoying.
No.
Her
you
face
didn't see
is
that?
So annoying.
Dude, I was watching it live. It was the most, like, obviously I was kind of sad myself that Trump's winning. But man, just looking at Rachel Maddow, there was something about that lady that just, she lost something and it never came back to her. That after that night, she's a different person. Very much like me. And while we're on the topic, what do you reckon about Fifi Box?
Coming up later on Move FM, if you're listening anyway, boxed in with Fifi Boxes covered.
Oh my God. We should be careful.
Hey,
we should
be
careful.
Can we stick around?
Yeah, she's great. She's definitely in my top five. Anyway, we'll move on to
Fifi
the next subject for sure. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. What are we talking about? Apart from celebrities we'd have sex with.
Well, I was gonna have my two cents on Syria.
That's right.
Because it's a...
What fragments... whatever fragments of this were left... This body were left behind and just being picked up by me, the crumbs, which is a bad state of affairs.
You've got some good points.
No, it was interesting because on the drive, essentially, I was anti it because one, I don't know if it's considered. It's probably very not conservative, or maybe it actually is classically conservative. But I'm very anti-war. That was one thing. Another thing is, I don't want Trump to just become another Bush and just arbitrarily bomb the Middle East. And thirdly, there was like infinite tweets of Trump in the Obama era, like explicitly condemning Obama for intervening in Syria, being like, we need our sovereignty, blah, blah, blah. Like we don't need this involvement, we're wasting our money, wasting taxpayers' money, blah, blah. And then he just did it. it irked me. And it irked me. And listen,
I can't believe that you're finding out that Trump's a hypocrite in mid 2017.
Well, listen, no,
that's actually.
Dude, we were talking about this.
Come on. I'm pretty sure. I think I told you that Trump's exactly going to do this before the election.
No, listen, guys, I'm going to say this on the pod right now. I was wrong.
He's a big man, isn't he? You got to give Mislav that.
No, listen. Up until I was fine when all the people saying racist, homophobic, xenophobic, I was just Pepe the Frog, but like, gimme. when he said,
those are like flies to me, baby.
When he was like grabbing by the pussy, I'm like, this guy's pretty funny, man. Like, this is everything. It was just fine, right? It was just fine, right? I mean, I didn't have any overt issues, right? I didn't have any overt issues, but there was two significant things. And you know what? Me and Ali were talking about it, and he was trying to, like, I remember Ali was saying, like, oh, man, like, he was giving me examples. And every example, and Holly too, every example, I was like, that's good. I like all those things. Like, I think academics and, you know,
intellectuals
are the new bourgeois, and they have this absolute, you know, monopoly on, you know, public discourse and all this kind of stuff. And the fact that he was plain speaking, it's like essentially a plain speaking hick from New York.
I love that you're in that shirt saying this at the moment. Damn, college boy with your book smart. You ain't smarter than me. I could beat you with one hand tied behind my back.
Anyway.
Let me get back to my cornfield now.
Goddamn intellectual.
Can't grow corn, can you?
Didn't you both do international relations, you goddamn sellouts?
It's true.
Yeah, you're typical. You're the stereotypes.
Just telling us exactly what this is. Two college boys laughing at a corn farmer.
Yeah, pretty much.
sorry. I really, really value your product.
Anyway, all that appealed to me, like a slack-jawed, you know, New Yorker, all that kind of stuff. But there was two significant facts. And I honestly, drain the swamp. I want to stand up for working class people. All this stuff appealed to me. Why wouldn't I believe? It seems Hillary seemed blatantly lying. It seems like he was passionate about
and
it.
Trump was not blatantly lying.
Yeah, well, it seemed earnest to me.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, and I wasn't buying rhetoric and what everyone else thought. But two significant things that just really irked me. And everything else I was fine with and I wasn't swayed. But one, the Syria thing, just because of the hypocrisy, mainly. And two, I really went through the budget, and I'm like, some of the, it wasn't all terrible, but I mean, the military does not need $50 billion extra dollars, like, and you don't have to cut public broadcasting, which is like in the thousands of dollars. I'm pretty sure. Like, are you kidding me? Like, those two points, like, it just grew on me, and. I have hope, but I think I'm out. I'm done.
Well, it takes
wipe your hands of Trump.
Man.
Yeah, I'm off
it
the train.
It takes a big man to admit it, and
I don't think full respect. Really, you were a broadcaster like Alex Jones, putting your views out week after week in support of Trump, and to turn around, I can't see Alex Jones doing that.
I think he did.
I've turned around,
dude. I think I've seen like one of his episodes like recently after the CEO strikes, where he's saying that.
He's anti the strikes,
but he's
I can
saying
see that.
Trump,
he's anti-war.
This is wrong, but Trump is being pushed into this by others around him.
He always
and they
want to
do this so that they can discredit Trump.
But Alex true. Always any, makes excuses.
But any president, it's the same, though. They are more or less a figurehead like the Queen is.
Yeah.
Really, the military-industrial complex just says, sign this, and they go, okay, the
see,
old Johnny Manta.
See, that scares me more, that idea, the, like, institutionalized, you know, way that the government works. That's scarier. But I don't
a,
know.
It
I
actually,
mean,
you know what? Okay, so military, $50 billion, sure. But it's a way to, like, help your economy. Because exactly, military-industrial complex, right? So that $50 billion
that's what
is going
saying.
To go to Boeing. Boeing
They're
will
building
set up
money.
Shop in Nevada, which
but,
already is, like,
But that is
a
not a way to make
place.
Money, to just give companies money. Here, build things. Like,
that's how governments incentivize things. That's...
Really?
Yeah, that's how they do it. It's unfortunate that America does it with their military, which also is, you know, it kills people and shit. If it
okay, just, all right. Tim's given us the angry time is money signal that Ali used to give us.
Yeah, we have
when he was working
producer.
At Dan Murphy's. Now we're talking to a radio producer.
Hey, we've moved up now. We've
let's
moved
see
up.
How far we've come, eh? Matchbox 20. Good song. thank you very much for
thank
your
you
time,
much,
gentlemen. And, thank you especially to you, Ali, who came all the way to Lithgow, which is a 3-hour drive for half an hour of podcast. See you next week.
Please check out Holdsworthy Live.